It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, with all the storms that we've had and are going to continue to have, it's always good to get Brett on the phone to tell us kind of where we're at as far as the Skyline area is concerned when it comes to avalanche concerns, being able to get out and recreate up there. Because, yes, we do have a lot of new snow that you want to get out and use. And so we're going to talk about, you know, what's going on right now, what you can do to kind of safeguard yourself if you're getting out there, and then where to get information on avalanche concerns in our area. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to help spread the word about avalanche safety.
So we were just talking before we came on the air, and you know what? Snow everywhere, right?
Oh, man, this is great. Picked up about 12 inches on the north end of the Skyline in the last 24 hours since Monday afternoon, and about 6 inches on the southern end of the Skyline. So this has been a great little storm for us.
And what does that translate to when we start talking about avalanche concerns and those kinds of things?
Yeah, so let's just back up just a little bit. If you remember the last couple times I've spoken with you, we've been talking about a weak layer of loose, sugary snow that formed in November. And that has been causing a lot of avalanche problems. It's like having a layer of potato chips and trying to balance a brick on top of those potato chips. It doesn't work that well. You smash those potato chips pretty quickly. So that's exactly what was happening with the snowpack. And that storm we had last week was an amazing 3 to 5 feet of snow and lots of water. It was very, very dense. And this overloaded that layer of potato chips. It could not take it. And we saw a widespread natural avalanche cycle. So lots of large and deep avalanches that released on their own just from that added weight. Now, since then, the snowpack has been able to adjust. And all that weight in the long run is really a good thing. And it's helping to smash those potato chips into a more strong layer. The old sugary snow that was down there is gradually gaining strength, and it's going to be able to support more snow. And the more snow we add to it at this point, the more it's going to get smashed, and the stronger it's going to become, and the less likely it is that we trigger avalanches down deep. Now, as far as the current conditions, we're going in a really good direction. We're more concerned at this point about new snow instability. So avalanches that involving only the new snow. And this doesn't happen. You don't have avalanche concerns every storm that moves through. Some storms are going to produce avalanche problems within the new snow. Some aren't. But it's a much better and easier thing to deal with these new snow instabilities compared to that old sugary stuff that's buried deep in the snowpack. That stuff is very tricky and unpredictable. The new snow is easier to handle. It's a bit more predictable, and it usually stabilizes fairly quickly. So we just got this 12 inches of snow up on the Skyline, and there may be some concerns within that new snow. We may see some avalanches that are breaking, you know, up to a 12-foot deep or 12 inches deep, or possibly a little bit deeper in the windy areas. But that stuff should settle out fairly rapidly, and I don't think that we're adding enough weight to that old weak layer to have it become reactive again. So I don't think that we're going to see the deep avalanches that we've been seeing. So in general, we're going in a great direction. If folks want to get detailed information about what's going on day to day, they should check out utahavalanchecenter.org and search for the Skyline region. And there's a forecast there that is updated by about 7 o'clock each morning, and it'll tell you what to expect up in the mountains when you're going out for that day. So things to look for, what the avalanche danger rating is, how much new snow, what the temperatures are doing, wind, and such. So there's definitely information out there for folks. But the message is we're going in a good direction, and I'm hopeful that we're going to have a fairly safe rest of the winter season.
And you know, we always like to preface what we're saying and what we're talking about here with, we still want people to go out and have fun and enjoy themselves, but just do it carefully and go with the right tools in your toolbox if you're going to go out into the backcountry. And that's really what this all stems from, right?
Yeah. You know, the thing is I've been told that I scare people sometimes with my messaging and telling people that it's so dangerous out there. But the easy thing is, yeah, we don't want to discourage people from going out and recreating in our public land. The key is to know when it's safe to be in avalanche terrain and when it's not. So if you ever have any questions about if it's dangerous as far as avalanches are concerned, all you have to do is stay on lower angle terrain and make sure there's not steep terrain above you. And then if the terrain is not steep enough to avalanche, then there's no avalanche hazard. And you can go up and enjoy the snow, even if the avalanche danger is very high. Just stay on lower angle slopes, and you'll be safe from avalanches. Now, when you're traveling up in the mountains, like you said, it's also important to carry the proper gear. And that includes an avalanche beacon, avalanche shovel, and an avalanche probe. So make sure that everyone in your party carries that equipment, and the key is to know how to use it. You got to practice with that stuff because it's not super intuitive. You really got to use all that equipment before you have to, you know, so you know how to use it if something were to happen. You have to use it in an emergency situation.
So just head on out there, have fun, and just be safe. That's the most important part. Brett, thank you so much, as always, for taking out the time to talk to us this morning. We really appreciate it, and we'll get you in again sometime next week and maybe talk about it a little bit more, okay?
That sounds good. We'll see how this storm progresses and see what's going on next week. It looks like some more storms coming, so it'll be great to chat with you again, Dave.
All right, Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. Once again, thank you for taking out the time to speak with us this morning.
You bet.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.